96-91, the Georgia Southern Eagles get the victory over the Trojans of Troy. Joined now by the player of the game in Taryn Ward, 17 points, 15 rebounds, your first career double-double. What's it feel like?
Amazing. Amazing.
You guys knew that Troy coming in was the top team in the Sun Belt Conference as far as the standings are concerned. What does it mean to, especially in the first game of the weekend, be able to get this victory?
It means a lot because Georgia Southern never beat Troy, so us beating Troy, it feels good.
What was the biggest thing that you brought into this game?
I feel like rebounds, rebounding.
You knew that Troy had a couple of big post players down low. How big did you feel like you could have an impact on this game?
A big impact, because I'm real strong down low, so I knew I had it.
You didn't get to play against Troy the first time around. How much more did that kind of fuel you coming into this night?
A lot. I knew I had to bring it for my team.
Taryn, appreciate the time. Congratulations on the victory, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Once again, that's Taryn Ward. We'll be joined by head coach Anita Howard in just a moment. But a 96-91 victory for Georgia Southern over the Trojans of Troy. And coach, you and I talked about it both up in Trojan Arena and before this game, that yes, Troy had been one of the top teams in the Sun Belt Conference from the word go since Georgia Southern joined the conference. But to be able to show that Georgia Southern not only can hang with Troy, but can beat Troy, what does that say for the program and the maturation of the program?
It says a lot. You know, I think that, hats off to Shanda and her club and Troy, but, you know, we're coming from it, coming for it. And so although we're a young team, you know, we're special. So I got to thank Eagle Nation and Hannah Fieldhouse, the Hannah Hooligans. I'm so glad we was able to get that win in front of everybody here at home.
One of the big things that Roe talked about throughout the entirety of the broadcast is the fact that you had 21 assists on this game. Being able to have such unselfish basketball, what does that say about this team?
I knew that was going to happen. No, I'm joking. we talked about sharing the basketball. I felt like we have 1 through 15, anybody can come in and be a huge factor for us, as you saw in Taryn Ward. And so if we share the basketball, it's hard to guard 15 players. And so that's what we did tonight. We looked to rebound, run, share the basketball, put pressure on their transition defense and half-court defense, and kind of wear them down a little bit. And I think we was able to do that.
You had four Eagles in double figures tonight. Eden Johnson led the way with 20 points, a career high. Three different Eagles set a new career high as far as points are concerned. When you look at that and so many people that have impacted this game and this season, how much does that say about this team?
I'm proud. You know, we talked about it's February. We want to go 1-0 in February, and so that's what we're looking to do. So we got down early, and I told our players, don't look at the score, just keep playing. And that's what I thought. We did a great job of just keep playing and keep pushing, and we came out with the win. Not happy we had to give up 91 points to do that, from being a defensive coach, but I love the fact that we continue to fight and push through, and for several players to have double-digit nights, this is really a team victory, and you had to play as a team to beat the number one team.
You were down by 1 point at 16 points late in that second quarter and then really turned it up in the second half. What was the biggest change that you saw?
We just talked about it at halftime. We was like, look, we haven't played our best basketball. The first two quarters weren't who we wanted to show Troy we were. And so I thought they came out in the second half and just did that. We played Lady Eagle basketball. That's rebound. That's run. That's get up on defense and pressure them. And so, you know, it's not over. We kept saying, you know, this is a business. This is a business trip. And so although it's not an actual trip, every time we touch this floor, it's a trip to this court. And so I thought we did a good job, but we got to close it out tomorrow as well.
One of the things that you talk about a lot with this program is not getting too high, not getting too low. How do you go forward in the next 24 hours when you've got to turn around and face this Troy team again tomorrow afternoon?
It's not over. You know, we play them again in less than 24 hours, and I think, you know, it was a great win for us to see that we can compete, but it really won't mean anything if we come in here tomorrow and kind of lay our heads down. So we can't be complacent. We got to stay focused and then try to keep this score down a little bit. I don't want anyone to score 90 points on our floor.
Coach, appreciate the time. Congratulations on the victory, and we'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks.
Once again, that's head coach Anita Howard, 96-91. Georgia Southern tops the Trojans of Troy here in Hanner. We'll wrap it up after this on the Georgia Southern Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.